A new report was just released showing the top 10 states in the country that are being invested in the most when it comes to the U.S. Department of Defense. Connecticut landed at number 6. Joining us now, Senator Richard Blumenthal is here, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who often voices on matters like national security, Department of Defense budgets, military operations, and weapons systems. Welcome back, Senator Blumenthal. And were you surprised that Connecticut landed in the top 10?
I was not surprised because Connecticut makes submarines, which are a big investment by our Department of Defense, as well as the engines for the Joint Strike Fighter. But Connecticut also has numerous medium and small size companies that provide parts and components, the supply chain for bigger companies, often in places like Texas or Virginia, which are the top two states. And Connecticut received $25.3 billion in defense contracts or related spending, which is remarkable and actually probably puts Connecticut at the top of all states in terms of per capita spending, because the other states are bigger in population, and therefore the amount per person in those states is probably less than Connecticut. Connecticut is really the arsenal of democracy. We have big contractors like Electric Boat and Pratt & Whitney and Sikorsky, but we also have numerous medium and small size companies, and they provide a lot of good jobs for highly skilled workforce. We have the best defense workforce in the entire world, I would say, not just the country.
Yeah, I thought that I immediately when I read that, I immediately looked to Sikorsky, Electric Boat, as you mentioned, you know, Pratt & Whitney, certainly. I mean, these are companies that are not only, you know, have an impact nationwide, but really even internationally, especially, you know, with what they're creating for our military. It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And when you consider that a lot of these products, not submarines, but Joint Strike Fighters, the F-35, as well as helicopters, the Black Hawk, are bought widely around the world. In other words, countries come to Sikorsky and Pratt & Whitney, well, more likely to Lockheed and the companies that use Pratt & Whitney engines. The reach is even bigger. The amounts of contracting are larger because these amounts are just the $609 billion from the Department of Defense.
When you look at, I mean, so the thing that was shocking is they have this graphic, kind of a map, if you will, that shows the breakdown of it. I was really surprised to see, as you mentioned, Senator Blumenthal, we make more than, you know, states, I would say, that are much bigger than ours. Like, I look at Massachusetts, significantly less than what we have, more than the 25 for us. It's 16 for them. Pennsylvania at 21. So it's amazing to me that Connecticut, for as small of a state as it is, the spending, I mean, is pretty significant. When we talk about that kind of spending, though, coming from the Department of Defense, Senator Blumenthal, what exactly does that mean? So, and I ask this question because, you know, I hate to go back to, you know, sort of a buzz news topic in 2024, but when there were all these concerns about drone activity, national security kept coming up, and how do we know, you know, who's, you know, running these drones? And you know, again, this is the chatter that was happening last year. But specifically, you know, making sure we weren't exposing entities like a Sikorsky, an Electric Boat, Pratt & Whitney, what have you. When we talk about spending coming from the Department of Defense, what does that mean, and how much of that accounts for, you know, security surrounding these bases?
The exact amount of money going to the security around the bases is, frankly, classified, so I can't really talk about it. And I think that whatever that amount is, it probably is inadequate right now to the threats posed by new surveillance techniques. Remember that our adversaries are trying to find out how we make things so they can, in effect, reverse engineer them or get our products from the battlefield, whether it's Ukraine or elsewhere, so they can produce them and mimic or mirror our production. One point about drones that's very important relates to the recent attack by Ukraine in their Operation Spiderweb, which shows that drones can reach deep into a country, as Ukraine did to Russia, attacking those bases, destroying the airplanes, taking no casualties, but doing grave damage to assets on the ground. And drones, small drones, often inexpensive, lightweight, can be, in effect, moved within reach of adversarial production lines or bases. We have found that issue to be very real and threatening in the Middle East, where we have some bases that are exposed to potential swarming of small drones attacking our bases. They did a couple of years ago and killed three of our service people on a base in northern Jordan on the border there. So the vulnerability of drones is very real, not just for surveillance, but also for potential attack. Every so often we see a Russian trawler, what looks like a trawler, probably equipped with a lot of electronic equipment off Connecticut shore, where Electric Boat is located. That kind of very clumsy and antiquated kind of surveillance probably doesn't produce a lot for the Russians. But again, it's evidence of how our adversaries and enemies try to do surveillance using all the means available to them. And the security has to be increased at these facilities and at our bases. And we're thinking seriously about what can be done to improve security. One last point.
Yeah.
You know, Connecticut ranking so high is really a tribute to our workforce, the men and women who work at Sikorsky, Electric Boat, and Pratt & Whitney, but also to the many, many workers who are in the supply chain, those 50 and 100 person machine shops and other suppliers that do so well, such great work, and make our country strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, and when you look at some of the recent news where you had the Pratt & Whitney strikes going on, Electric Boat was able to avoid a strike, but you know, these contract agreements, and again, you know, hopefully everything goes as smoothly as possible. Those were scary times, as recent as last month, where you saw, you know, people on the picket line and having those workers say, you know, we want job security, among other things. So I, you know, it's a breath of fresh air that it seems like they're being prioritized, hopefully. And I hope those contracts, you know, go as well as possible and we don't see any more strikes in the near future. But agreed, it's the workers who make this all happen. And so, Senator Blumenthal, I appreciate you coming on, talking about this. And we will certainly talk again very soon on the show. Thank you so much.